This is State House Week, a look at events of the South Carolina legislature. I'm Russ McKinney, South Carolina ETV Radio. Now that the House of Representatives has finished work on its version of next year's $7 billion state budget and sent it on to the Senate, the decks are cleared for House members to begin work on what probably will be the most contentious matter of this year's session, trying to craft a plan to repair and maintain the state's deteriorating roads and how to pay for it. A special ad hoc committee of Republican and Democratic House members has been working on the issue since September. It has advanced a plan that reforms the state DOT commission and avoids directly raising the state's 16.75 cents per gallon gas tax for motorists by putting a 6% tax on fuel at the wholesale level. Governor Haley unveiled her roads plan in her State of the State address in January. She, too, wants to see the Department of Transportation reformed, and she called for raising the gas tax by 10 cents per gallon to pay for roads, and in exchange for that, a reduction of the state's income tax from 7 to 5%. And she has insisted that all three of those elements have to be included in any bill she will approve. In the past weeks, there have been lots but mostly private discussions between House members and the governor to see if there is any way the two plans can be married. The chairman of that special ad hoc committee, York County Representative Gary Simrell, is optimistic.
The governor now has really said she would support our measures of both governance and our measure of funding. Now, the governor's bill, which is House Bill 3580, deals mainly with income tax reduction. So the real question is, can the House bill, that's the ad hoc bill, be wedded to components of what the governor wants, and that is a tax reduction? We are working earnestly to try to see if those two can be put together.
And Simrell says he thinks the two plans will begin to coalesce in committee next week and be on the House floor for debate after the Easter break, and still have time to be considered by the Senate before the summer adjournment. The House this week approved a bill that would offer free HPV vaccines to middle school students if their parents consent. South Carolina ranks high for cervical cancer deaths in girls linked to the human papillomavirus. The bill's sponsor, Representative Beth Bernstein of Columbia, made the case for the bill.
South Carolina, we rank eighth in the nation for cervical cancer mortality rates. And at the same time, this state ranks 47th for the number of young women who are receiving the HPV vaccine. And so that should tell us something. We need to be able to provide information about this vaccine and its availability because it prevents cervical cancer.
The bill allows for DHEC to make the HPV vaccine available for free for girls entering the seventh grade, but vaccinations would not be required. The bill moved very slowly through the House. Some members were concerned about the state being involved in personal health care decisions. In the Senate this week, a committee approved a bill that would allow the State Department of Corrections to keep secret the names of pharmaceutical companies that sell drugs used in executions. The drug companies worry about public exposure, and as a result, states around the country haven't been able to acquire the drugs. There hasn't been an execution carried out in the state of South Carolina in 4 years. State House Week, a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. I'm Russ McKinney. Join me again next Friday for a look back at events in the state legislature.